Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Here's my pet peeve. When people say to me, oh yeah, I could do this thing to generate new business. I could try this to generate leads or to grow my firm. But I just, you know, it just sounds like too much work. It just sounds a little bit too difficult. It just sounds, I don't know if I can pull it off. That drives me up the wall. I had a call the other day with a realtor. We were chatting and he asked me for some advice. And I said, well, look, what have you done in the past to generate business? He said, well, the one thing that we've tried and it worked pretty well was Facebook ads. I said, okay, well, tell me more about that. And he kind of described the strategy. I said, well, that sounds like a pretty good opportunity. I mean, it's worked for you in the past. It sounds like there's ways to optimize that and get better results from it. Why don't you do more of that? And he said, well, it was a lot of work. Okay. I can appreciate that. Yes, Facebook ads, like anything else, frankly, is a lot of work. But, you know, once you do it, and it's working and it's generating the leads, then you're getting you're being compensated for that work. You're getting a return on that investment. So what's the problem here? And, you know, I don't know what it is. I think it's, maybe it's a cultural thing, but like people just seem to expect things to fall into their laps without actually working for it, without putting in any effort. Like everyone's looking for the easy way out. They're looking for the easy button. And I gotta tell you, there is no easy button. I mean, the easy way out is just don't do anything and don't grow your business and don't go out and search for new clients and don't generate leads and don't create content and don't advertise and don't put yourself out there and don't, you know, get into uncomfortable situations where you have to push yourself and, you know, really grow as a human being, as a consultant, as a service provider, as a professional, as a marketer. Don't do any of those things. That's the easy thing. Just be content with the status quo. You know, just be content with where your business is at and, you know, don't grow, which means you're going to shrink because clients aren't going to stay with you forever. So if you're not growing, you're eventually going to shrink. Be content with that. And when that fails, go out and get a job and, you know, you'll be fine in the sense that, you know, things will be a lot more comfortable. You won't have to work as hard. You won't have as much stress. But you certainly won't achieve the goals that you want to achieve. And so this is the thing that I wanted to talk about today. It's a bit of a rant. I sound like an angry old man. I appreciate that. But nothing comes easy, guys. Like, it's business is not going to fall on your lap. You got to go out and you got to work for it. And if that means running Facebook ads, then that's what you got to do. If that means recording a webinar, that's what you got to do. If that means recording videos for LinkedIn, that's what you got to do. You know, right now I'm in the middle of recording training modules for my coaching program, the 90-Day Pipeline. And man, it's painful. Like it's hard. So I'm pre-recording them and I'm not delivering them live anymore. And so just to be able to talk to a microphone and talk through slides and do that in a way that's engaging. Wow. It's hard and it's painful. And you know, I'm really struggling with it, but you know, what's the alternative? I could give up and say goodbye to that revenue, or I can push through the dip and I can get past the discomfort. I can force myself to do it, and over time it gets easier. And that's true of anything. Then in the beginning, it's difficult. If you don't know how to run ads, it's hard in the beginning. If you don't know how to make videos, it's hard in the beginning. If you don't know how to write blog posts, it's hard in the beginning. All of these things are hard in the beginning. But when you do it, and you do it consistently, then it gets a whole lot easier. So, you know, the point is, you've got to be willing to push through that initial discomfort to get to the other side so that the thing then becomes easier to do and you start seeing the results from it. And that's really the point here, is that you want to get to the point where you're getting results from that activity, because when you're not getting results, then it's just difficult. You're not getting results. It's hard to stay motivated. You got to push past that and get to the point where it gets easier and you're getting results, because then it becomes much easier to sustain yourself and to keep pushing forward.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.